Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Austin Price, VolQuest.com joins us. After over 40 days, the wait is over. He can now discuss an offensive coordinator hire at the University of Tennessee. What's up, Austin?
How's it going, guys?
Austin's out of his cave now. He's shaving again. He's eating properly. He's bathing.
Seen the sun.
We always bathe. And actually, Brent Hubbs was rocking the goatee, so he wasn't going to shave it until he made it higher. But evil
Brent Hubbs.
Yeah.
Like evil Mark Richt.
You can follow Austin on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, Jim Chaney, everyone's saying he checks all the boxes. Do you agree, and why?
If there's one he doesn't check, it's he's not a great recruiter. But once the kids get on campus, he's such a player's coach. They love playing for him, so he relates super well to young people. I think he does check all the boxes. I think he checks the major boxes, which is established, really well-respected, great play caller, great offensive mind, and then the biggest of all, stability. He is not going to be bouncing to another job to be a head coach or trying to move on. I think, he's making this move for the long haul. I just don't have a tough time seeing anything else than that. I mean, you look at Sarkisian, he was going to want to, move back up the ladder and be a head coach sooner rather than later, or get back to the NFL. A guy like Mike Yurcich was going to want to be a head coach sooner or later. So, those could have been short-term, fixes. This, I think, is the best of both worlds because you're getting a quality play caller, a quality mind, who really has no desire to go be a head coach or anything else. I think he's going to be very content with Knoxville. He was very content the last time when Lane left after 1 year. He stayed on, Dooley's staff. And realistically, could have probably stayed on Butch's staff. He just loved Tennessee. And Butch decided he was going to go in a different direction and didn't retain Jim Chaney. I think this is a great hire for Tennessee for those very reasons.
Austin, do you have any details on what this contract will look like for Jim Chaney or even ballpark how much money he's going to be making at Tennessee?
Well, I haven't been told anything from 1.5 to 1.8. I think it's probably closer to 1.5, it's a three-year deal, it sounds like. And, Tennessee was going to have to, pony up to get Jim Chaney, he was at a place that, been to the national championship game a year ago, played for the conference title this year and went to the Sugar Bowl and had basically everybody coming back on offense. So, you're asking that guy to leave to come here to a program that's been 4-8 and 5-7. You're going to have to pony up a little bit. Tennessee, showing they're fully invested in Jeremy Pruitt and this program, ponied up. I go back to the fit of what Jeremy Pruitt wants his offense to look like. And, Yurcich would have brought a lot of spread principles and stuff, and I know he runs it. But, when you talk about what Jeremy Pruitt wants, which is, sometimes, some two tights, get north-south, but a vertical passing game, that's Jim Chaney. Jim Chaney loves the wheel route. He loves to work the tight ends. He loves to run the football, but he also loves to throw the deep ball. And so, when you really sit there and look at it, this hire makes all the sense in the world. And I don't think that's me putting sugar on top of anything. I just think that's, when you just kind of look at all the boxes, guys, he does check every one of them.
Does it make the Tyson Helton hire that much more peculiar if this one checks all the boxes?
Yeah. You go back, and of course, I don't think any of us realized that Jeremy and him, they knew each other, but they didn't really know each other. So, it's unrealistic to think Jeremy Pruitt's just going to hire all of his buddies that he's worked with over the years. He's not going to hire anybody that he's never worked with, but you can talk about a guy who, you know, is a good offensive mind in Tyson Helton, but, you know, he had never really had his own shop. I mean, you know, at Western Kentucky, it was Brahm's shop, and he was a part of that, and he had a big part in that, but he wasn't his shop. It's Southern Cal, same thing with his brother, and he was, and T. Martin was involved too. So, you know, here, you know, he got here, and I think it was his shop for a little bit, and then it wasn't his shop for parts of the season. But now I do think Jim Chaney will have full autonomy, you know, and Jeremy Pruitt would be wise to do so, to let him run his deal. Cause, you know, again, proven track record. Look what he's done every step of the way. Look what he's done with quarterbacks. You know, I mean, Nathan Peterman was pretty good with Jim Chaney at Pitt. That's all I need to know.
Well, and Austin, you're getting the standard response from both fan bases. Tennessee fans are elated to go and steal a coach from Georgia. Georgia fans are playing the recruiting game of, oh, we didn't want him anyways, that he was getting pushed out. If let's go into the assumption that it was impossible for Jeremy Pruitt to hire Jim Chaney away from Georgia a year ago when he got this job, and he ends up getting Tyson Helton. What made this hire possible yesterday, where Jeremy Pruitt could then even pay the money to go get Jim Chaney? Was there something going on at Georgia? Were they pushing him out, or were they really interested in keeping Jim Chaney, and Tennessee just outbid them?
I think they were interested in keeping Jim Chaney, but I think they were only interested in keeping Jim Chaney at a certain price point. I think Tennessee was willing to go above that. Jim Chaney loved his time here, loves the area, loves the lakes in the area, just enjoyed East Tennessee. And it was, you know, I like coaching Jake Fromm. I like some of these kids, but maybe not in love with the rest of my staff outside of Sam Pittman. Coupled with, I can go back someplace I like. I'm going to make good money. I get a chance to kind of, you know, do my own thing. I just think it become more available, you know, in the last couple of, you know, days, and even more so than 2 or 3 weeks. I think the last couple of days, I think Jim Chaney saw a real opportunity here. And things kind of fell in line. You know, you're right. I mean, Georgia fans are saying what they said. But, I mean, Tennessee fans said similar things when Chaney left here, you know, the last time. I mean, Tennessee fans, there were certain portion of the Tennessee fan base that were never happy with David Cutcliffe. They'd call his offense, it's too vanilla. And, you know, they weren't happy with Mike DeBoard. And then, you know, these guys, they moved to Ole Miss. They moved to Duke. You know, DeBoard moves on to Indiana. Jim Chaney moves on to Arkansas and Pittsburgh and Georgia eventually. And to a man, all three of those guys, they look a lot better after they leave than maybe they did when they were here. So I think, you know, grass isn't always greener if you're a fan. Jim Chaney, I think, is a perfect example of that, which is why I think Georgia fans will come to appreciate him more over the next couple of years that he is gone than they ever did when he was there. And just like Tennessee fans have grown to appreciate him more this time around, potentially, than they ever did the first time around.
Is there a chance T. Martin joins the staff?
I do think that there's, you know, if Jeremy Pruitt has an opening on the offensive side of the football, and right now he does not, but if he does, I think that T. Martin will be a prime candidate. Those two sides have spoken multiple times, and I do think T. Martin would have a chance to join Jeremy Pruitt's staff if he has an opening. Here's what I do know. Alabama is in line to have some openings on the offensive side of the ball. Does Josh Gattis leave? If Josh Gattis leaves, does Nick Saban go after T. Martin? And does that change things? I mean, a lot of it is not necessarily a want or desire, but more, you know, time, you know, dictated by the time. And right now would be a perfect time to hire T. Martin. But right now, Tennessee doesn't have an opening. If Tennessee has one, then they will go after T. Martin, I have no doubt.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Austin, thank you as always, and we'll catch up with you on Friday.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Follow him on Twitter @AustinPriceless.